Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a solo-aligned business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome to another episode of the Art of Slowing Down podcast. It's Annalena here, your host, and today is a very super special solo episode because if you're listening to this, the day this episode is being released, it's August 8, 2023, and this is exactly 5 years since I actually officially registered my business. So I did that on August 8th. 2018. And at that time, I was still working in corporate. And this date is a very specific or significant one because it's what we call the Lionsgate portal, which in astrology is talked about a lot. So it's a very sacred time of activating and supporting energy from the spiritual realms to help us receive and allow in more abundance, because the number 8 is also in numerology, it's all about abundance and prosperity. And it's also when we are ready, right? Because it's still important to set a firm intention, but to more powerfully step into our purpose. So it's like an enhanced support there energetically for all of us to step more into your power, to show up more, to be more visible, shine as your most authentic self. And of course, if we're open to receive this, right? So just take a firm decision. And again, at this time, 5 years ago, I guess I could sense and feel this, even though I didn't know any about this Lionsgate portal. And if you know me now for quite some time, I actually have been putting out very powerful Lionsgate activations using the Infinity Healing Technique for the last few years. People have absolutely loved it. They have told me how powerful it was. They've felt like it was really activating something inside of them. Some people also reported some beautiful manifestations shortly after. And so I created another one for this year. If you would like some energetic support from me, the link is in the bio. And yeah, for very small energetic investment from your side, you get access to that. And also to the Infinity Healing for Gate 7 as well, which is a conscious sun transit right now. And at the end of the episode, I will talk a little bit more about Gate 7 as well. So going back a little bit to my business, right? So I have been doing this for 5 years. And it was at a time where I was actually still working in corporate. And about 2 weeks after, I got fired. I think exactly 2 weeks after that. I think it was August 22nd, right? And of course, at the time, I was really scared because I didn't know, you know, what's going to happen. I didn't have that many clients yet. I was still kind of brand new in the coaching space, to be honest. And I was just feeling within myself that I'm meant to be doing this. And this is also for you to inspire you in some way that if you have this knowing deep inside of yourself, you're meant for something more and bigger. And if that means you're currently working in corporate or not, or you want to get out of it, or you want to work for a different company, or you want to publish a book, or you just want to sell your house and everything and go travel for you, whatever this is for you, right? I always invite you to trust yourself because it will feel scary. Because the day that I got fired, one, I want to also say I wanted it, right? I really didn't care much about working there anymore. And I had the courage to even give my boss a month earlier in an annual review meeting my business card for my coaching, because I started some coaching already, right? I was working there. And I also was really living out my manifesting generator, which at the time I didn't know I even was, because I wanted to be involved in different projects. I wanted to train people in the company. I wanted to be busy, but my job was payroll and doing bookkeeping, account reconciliation, all this stuff, like same thing every month again. I was bored. I was tired, even though I wasn't doing as much as I could per my potential, right? So my whole body, my whole being was like, you're not meant to be here. But my fear was, okay, what's going to happen if I'm not going to have this secure paycheck anymore, right? It was scary. And here in America, you know, your benefits and all of that, they just fall away from one day to the other, unless you have a company that has a little bit of a severance package and things like that. But that wasn't the case in my case. And it was a little bit scary, to be honest. But at the same time, I felt this incredible sense of freedom, like, and that freedom was stronger than the fear, I think. And it happened anyways, because the universe was telling me, I guess, or showing me the way, like, hey, you're ready. It didn't mean it's going to be super easy and I didn't have it all figured out, but here I am, right, 5 years later. And I'm so happy and grateful that I took this decision, right? And maybe you too, because you have been listening for me for a year and a half, or maybe even for a few months, and my podcast probably would not be here if I would have succumbed to my fears and hold on to, you know, staying in a corporate job that I really didn't enjoy. So, and with this Lionsgate abundance activation that I created, you know, if you feel drawn to, it's here also to provide you with a little bit of an energetic boost so you do the thing that you know deep inside is right for you, and only you will know that, right? And I honestly wish at the time that I would have had some resources like that, because at the time I wasn't doing any kind of energy healing, but I could feel there's something there that is in the invisible realm that I cannot even explain into words. Then the other thing that I also realized now, talking a little bit about human design, is so in my personal human design chart, I have the gate 13 in my conscious sun, right? And that's a very strong leadership energy, because the 13 is the programming partner of gate 7. And gate 7 is also, it's a very strong leadership energy. And gate 13 is all about listening and about looking at the past and actually talking in an empowering way about the past, right? And sharing a story that is empowering for yourself and also for others, right? And also ultimately, it's about listening to your own heart. That's really what the big essence is of this gene key or this gate. And then the gate 7 is the programming partner, which is all about leadership, right? And that's in my conscious earth in my human design. And gate 7 is all about collaboration. It's about leadership, but it's a very like democratic leadership energy where it only goes along with the 13, like only through listening what the needs are of people, right? Then you respond and you guide and you do what you feel like is in the greatest good for the group, for the collective that has chosen you to be their leader in some way. And it's not this kind of leadership energy where you want to be on top of the throne and you want to command everybody around. I mean, that's more in the shadow expression of it, of course. Just to say, like, these energies, the gate 7 in particular, is so familiar for me, right? There's an energy that grounds me. That's also why I love to collaborate with other people so much. And I'm really good at it. And it comes very easy to me. And I don't have this urge to always be in the front, on the spotlight. And sometimes I do, and I enjoy it as well. I can do both. I can dance between the two. Now, so my incarnation cross is the right angle cross of the Sphinx, which is all about guiding others and especially guiding humanity into the future, into the unknown, which sometimes I know is very scary. And it's also this energy when people just come into my realm of consciousness, I kind of already, just through being in my presence, I give people direction. And I can sense it. I've seen this so many times now. It's such a beautiful energy. And of course, in my coaching, it comes out a lot and a lot, right? That's what happens in the human design readings I do. Like, people feel like they have so much more clarity because I gave them a sense of direction. And I cannot tell you what I do specifically, other than sharing what I feel is in the highest good for the person that I have been listening to and looking at their human design chart and their gene keys. It's a beautiful gift that I deeply, deeply appreciate. And I love to share this with others because it is here for me to be shared. So the funny thing, or the synchronicity, is that my business, again, without me knowing at the time, has gate 7 in its conscious sun, which in my personal chart is my conscious earth. So it's the same incarnation cross in a way. It's just that the sun and the earth gates are flipped. So instead of the 13 in the sun, the 13 for my business is in the earth, conscious earth gate of my business. And then the gate 1 and the 2, I also have them flipped around on the unconscious side, right? So when I saw this, like, oh yeah, I'm really here to guide people and give them a new sense of direction, help them trust themselves more, right? And help people also to overcome the fear of the unknown and really step boldly into this new world I really feel that we are creating, right? Where we do what we love, you know, also in work, and we also prioritize having fun in our personal life. And then not through working hard, live our dream life, but actually through letting it be more easy and more effortless. Yeah, you still, there's some times where you feel like you work hard or you put your all your soul, your sweat and your tears into something, but in a very beautiful, inspiring way, where it actually, down the road, it actually energizes more, right? Because you feel like you're so pulled into your soul path in some way. And I just, when I saw all of this, you know, that I created my business on a day without knowing it and all the synchronicities, I got so many goosebumps, and like, I guess it's somehow it's meant to be, right? And maybe I'm onto something. So that was just so beautiful. And now I wanted to also share with you a little bit more also about gate 7, which is the current gate transit. So, and I'm going to actually share a little bit, especially also from the gene keys, because I have found that the gene keys, basically, so they have 64 gene keys, which are basically the 64 gates in human design, but they go much deeper. In human design, the gate 7 is called the gate of the role of the self in interaction, right? How you are showing up when you're in interaction with other people. And in the I Ching, it's called the army. And in quantum human design, I love that name, actually, it's called the gate of collaboration. So it's all about, again, it's about leadership and guiding other people, collaboration and influencing, but from a place of like, what's in the greater good for everybody, right? And sometimes you have to disappoint people. I have been feeling or learning this already, like you cannot make everybody happy. And me being a recovering people pleaser, that also has been a big challenge. And because it's my conscious earth, this is one of the first triggers in my gene key sequence where it's one of my biggest challenges, first and foremost, right? Because to fully live out my conscious sun, the listening, I have to be fully grounded in my earth. And there's always kind of a little bit of a push-pull there. It's also this energy about, like, in the higher expression, it's especially that it's a projector energy, right? So even though I'm a manifesting generator, that often helps me why I relate so much with projectors, is that this is all about recognition, right? People need to recognize you as a leader and actually call you out and ask you. And I have this experience now so many times with human design. I get invited into summits and be on other people's podcasts to share my wisdom, right? And I have been really, really enjoying this a lot. And the thing is that you will only be recognized by others when you first recognize the power that you have within yourself. And I think we often only talk about this whole recognition and invitation thing when we talk about the type of the projector in human design, but this applies kind of to everybody, especially if you have this gate 7 in a very dominant placement in your chart. Like for me, it's my conscious earth or the sun of my business, right? So for all of us, you know, to be truly successful or to be recognized by others so that you can share your gift and your wisdoms, you have to recognize yourself to some level. And that's why the inner work is so important. And I can tell you as a 2-4 profile, because the 2 line is so good at forgetting all my magic and thinking I know nothing, I constantly need to be reminded by other people, like my partner and things. Like I sometimes have to ask, I was like, oh, today I feel like I know nothing and whatever. And I often think that all the things that I know, everybody knows, right? Which is not the case at all. So it's a dance. Of course, it's an evolution, right? It doesn't happen overnight. But the thing is that And this is kind of the shadow frequency of the seven in the repressive nature. It's called hidden in the gene keys, which means that we living in a world, and you right now may be listening, and you may feel this in your body if this resonates with you right now. You are a born leader. And you are hidden because you are scared to step up, because you are not seeing your own magic. You're in this kind of playing small and let the fears be bigger than the courage to really share what you stand for and speak your truth. Because the world needs more leaders like you, like me, right? And leadership is all about, again, it's all about listening and then sharing your truth and doing what you know deep in your heart feels like pure integrity and honesty. It comes from a place of love, not from a place of fear. And then we come to the other shadow, which again, in the gene keys, that's so beautiful. The shadow always has like a repressive and a reactive nature, which in human design is not really, we're not going into the details there, I have found. And so the reactive nature is called dictatorial, which is this where people, they're very well aware of their power and they take full advantage and they abuse their power in leadership positions. And that often we see this, and I have to be honest, I guess, because I'm all about listening and I'm witnessing what's going on also in the many different industries. And of course, I have been a lot in the coaching space. You know, that kind of leadership is where people make you be dependent on them, right? And it's kind of like telling people what to do instead of encouraging people that, you know, trust yourself. Because true leadership is not that you totally depend on me and rely on me, because then we have a codependency issue going on. But when it's in the shadow of the reactive shadow of the gate of the gene key seven, then it's really misusing this power, right? And manipulating people and sometimes telling people like, you only need to follow me and nobody else, right? I have even experienced this in human design spaces before. And I was like, oh my God, this is not what this is about. I've seen the shadow a lot. And I think also because I have this energy so deeply within myself that I can really sense it very, very clearly, very naturally. The thing is that when you come from integrity and pure like honesty and truth from within yourself, you naturally start to attract the people that call you out into your natural leadership. And I think what happens a lot in the world is that people become greedy quickly, especially when it comes to money, and then they can misuse of that leadership, right? And start to tell people that their opinion is the only thing that matters and everybody has to follow and adopt that. It's kind of like, I consider that energy like you are like a dog on a leash and you're just being pulled and told what to do. And true in integrity leadership, which is the higher expression of the seven, is about empowering people to be their own leader in some way, right? And more guiding people, but have definitely a sense of freedom. And then the gift of the seventh jinky or the gate, and I already talked a little bit about it, is that you're a guide for others, right? And guiding is not about telling people what to do. It is more about, again, to be a great guide, you have to be a great listener. Because the seven and the 13, they go together. And I really had to learn this. I have found that my coaching is so much more powerful when I listen more, when I encourage people to speak, to share what's going on for them. And then I share my wisdom. Then I give my guidance, right? And, you know, with my defined will center to the throat, I can get sometimes into the talking quite fast and a lot, right? And that's also needed and who I am at the same time. But my conscious son, the 13, is the most important energy in my chart. It's like my life's work, my brand, my everything. So I'm here to listen. And I have to say, like, the more I witness, I listen, and I sense what's going on around me or what people share with me, and I respond to that, that's always the most powerful content I create, right? Because I kind of see, like, what are some people's challenges? What's going on? Like, what is the mood in the collective? Like, what is really needed? Because I am here to listen. And then I can give, like, very discerned guidance, right? Of where I really feel like it is needed. Another thing that, and this is actually, like, you know, quoting from the Jinkies book, So the gift of guidance rests upon the ideal of service. To truly guide another person or group of people, you need to put aside your own opinions and judgments and listen intently to their needs. And again, great guides are great listeners. And then also that the seventh gift has this magnetic presence where just from being in a person with that energy in their aura, people, they start to have deep clarity about their own direction in life. And that's exactly what I said earlier. I have been experiencing so much because, you know, I used to think like, I have to come up with this magical solution and stuff like that, right? But the most powerful guidance I can give another person is to find it within themselves. And of course, to the mind, it's like, yeah, well, that doesn't make sense. You have to give them the strategy and this kind of stuff. But the kind of leadership that I have stepped into is really about, you know, when I'm being asked, I share my wisdom and I share my opinion. But I always, always know that and feel and experience that things are so much more powerful when I ask you to tune into your own truth. Because what may be my opinion or my truth may not be yours, and that is totally okay, right? And I actually feel like that is one of the biggest challenges, even on social media, that people always have these strong opinions, and that's great. But is that really helping people? Because I have found the biggest transformation from other people guiding other people to trust, to help, you know, help myself learn to trust myself, right? And that's what really human design and the gene keys and the whole energy healing work I have been doing has been about, so that I can trust myself more. And I have compassion and awareness for myself and for others, knowing that we all have different opinions, we have different experiences, and truth is individual, right? What is, again, what is my truth may not be somebody else's truth. So I feel that this seventh gene key is so ridiculously important for humanity, where we're heading, especially also in the context of the year 2027. And I did another podcast episode about this, if you're interested. I think it was like 3 weeks or so ago, where I talked about, you know, what we can kind of expect, where we're heading globally or as a collective. And this is really also, I see this now a lot more in also with companies. And, you know, whenever they are coming from a place of considering what's for the greater good for the collective, for the group or the customers, then they're going to be more actually successful and also more profitable in the long run. But what I still see a lot, and even like in my own business, I see there's some companies that I use also for my business, right, to the whole tech stuff. And sometimes companies start out super awesome, and then it turns into the money game, and then they seem not to care anymore or to keep their current customers happy. And I have found myself that I'm more and more drawn to, you know, also pay for companies that I really feel come from this place of true leadership, where they are listening what's for the greater good of all. Where is it more about collaboration and sharing, and not just the short-term money profits as the main goal? Because there's always this chase of like more and more and more and more, right? And then the greed starts to kick in. So I love Gate 7. I think it's so beautiful. And I was just so delighted to, yeah, you know, to realize that that's the conscious center of my business. And if you have it in your chart defined or not, always know that this energy applies to everybody. If you have it defined in your chart, then this energy is probably something like that feels very, very familiar to you, and you have consistently access to it, and you actually radiate this energy out into the world without doing anything much. And if you have it undefined, then you experience this energy through others, like me, right? And you learn it through other people. And you actually can amplify it and feel this energy very, very strongly at times. And then at other times, you may not feel it much at all, right? And then the other thing is also the channel that the Gate 7 is in the human design house. It's the 7-30-31 channel. And the 31 is also, it's a very strong leadership energy. And of course, like those energies also come together to be really a powerful leader. And I don't have that gate, for example, but I have other people in my life that I have been learning this energy through, like my partner, for example, has the gate 31 in his chart. So it's just beautiful how, yeah, at the end of the day, all 64 gates, all 64 jinkies, they apply to all of us. It's just some have a deeper relevance for you in your life, right? That's why, you know, looking at your conscious sun, for example, is such a game changer when you really start to, yeah, understand what this means for you and for your life. So this was my little Lionsgate story and sharing with you about my business, and of course also to celebrate, right? Celebration is something that I'm working on doing more because that is in my pearl. I'm a three line in my pearl in the jinkies. If you don't know what this means, it means like what prosperity really means for you. So for me, prosperity is all about celebration. And I can tell you that is still something I'm working on. And I have noticed though that the more I do celebrate, the more money starts to flow, the more fun I have, the more things become even more effortless and filled with ease. It's also getting me, actually, even as I'm speaking right now, it's even getting me a little bit uncomfortable. And I think that's important for me to just share this because I say this also a lot, right? To grow, we need to also face the discomfort, right? Because anytime we are stepping out of our old patterns, our old habits, we step into something new and then we'll feel uncomfortable because it's not something we know. So your nervous system and your, especially your fear gates, or they're going to pop in and like, oh, I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is safe. And I have learned it's safe to feel my fears. You know, that has been such a big thing, especially through the jinkies. And so the more I can lean into that, to actually, because deep inside, I want to celebrate, I want to have fun. And so here I am celebrating my 5-year anniversary for my business. Thank you for listening. Thank you for celebrating with me. I love you all. And yeah, I trust you really enjoyed this episode because it was such a special one. If you feel called to do the Lionsgate portal activation, it's awesome. It's amazing. I did it for myself, of course, a while ago, and I can still feel the potency. That was it for today. Thank you for being such loyal listeners. And I'm very excited to be with you all on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you, and see you next time.